Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
All right, time to focus our attention now to China. It didn't quite happen in China, but it is related. U.S. President Joe Biden's inauguration did have some kind of impact on China. We've been quite curious about it.
We have, and lots of questions. How has the new U.S. president roused optimism among businesses in China? And can we expect bilateral frictions to go away, or will they remain?
And looks like China has beaten the U.S. to become the largest recipient of foreign direct investments last year. That's according to a report released by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development.
So how did China do it? And can we expect the same results in 2021?
And we've been talking about this all morning, how China's President Xi Jinping, he made the headlines after speaking at the World Economic Forum's Davos agenda last night.
So what were the key points he made during his speech? And was there any agenda behind it?
Lots to talk about with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Donwei. Good morning, Don.
Yeah, always good morning. It was in the headlines last week, the US swearing in its new president, Joe Biden. And this proves to be a welcoming change for Chinese businesses. How has the new US president roused optimism among businesses in China's manufacturing hubs? And is he likely to bring a more stable business environment? And despite all of that, can we expect bilateral frictions to remain?
Hi, good morning. Well, the expectation is that President Biden will be less unpredictable and less volatile and more rational. And there is also hope that he may scale back some of the tariffs and sanctions that the Trump administration had imposed on Chinese companies and goods, or that he would at least be willing to have a dialogue over trade issues rather than just firing these sanctions off indiscriminately. President Biden has talked about forging alliances, which China fears would be alliances against it. But Mr. Biden has also talked about cooperation, and this is where everyone, especially China, is hoping will happen, whether coming up with a joint response to the pandemic, or on climate change issues, or people-to-people exchanges. But while the temperature may drop a notch or two, bilateral frictions are likely to remain, especially over issues China considers its core interests or sovereign rights, such as Hong Kong, Taiwan, Xinjiang, and the South China Sea. We can expect that a Biden administration will surely speak up for human rights, and this is where the two will most certainly clash, because China will never budge when it comes to its core interests.
Okay, Dawn, let's shift our attention to the economy. And according to a report released on Sunday by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, or UNCTAD, China was the largest recipient of foreign direct investment in 2020 as the COVID-19 outbreak spread across the world, with the Chinese economy having brought in $163 billion in inflows.
Okay, if we look at the US, they brought in $134 billion in inflows. So back in 2019, the US had received $251 billion in inflows. You compare it with China, who received $140 billion. How did China manage to be the largest recipient of foreign direct investment in 2020, Don? And can we expect this to continue into 2021?
Yes. So China is now the world's top spot for new FDI, or foreign direct investment, beating the US, which has for decades been number one, until the COVID pandemic last year hit its economy hard. China, on the other hand, has managed to contain the outbreak and saw its GDP growth bounce back after a contraction in the first quarter of last year. And as you know, it was the only major economy that recorded growth last year, while most others didn't. While the US and Europe spent the year going into and out of lockdowns, Chinese factories and businesses were back to work as early as April. But this shift from the US to China is part of a bigger trend in investments moving away from the West and to the East. The same UN report, for instance, also showed that last year, of the total amount of foreign investments, East Asia got a third of that, while the EU saw a 70% drop. But it has to be said that the total stock of foreign investment in the US is still bigger than China, even though China got more new funds last year, and the US will still be an attractive destination, given its open economy. There's no certainty about who might top the list this year, as the Biden administration embarks on a plan to contain COVID, to stimulate economy, and plug itself back into multilateral organizations while forging alliances.
We're speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Donwei.
Well, President Xi Jinping, Dawn, spoke at the World Economic Forum's Davos agenda. He's called for countries to come together to tackle the COVID-19 outbreak and bring the world economy back on track. He's also warning against a new Cold War. Can you take us through some of the key points in the speech and his agenda?
Essentially, President Xi was urging world leaders to cooperate in dealing with the public health crisis and save the world economy as the pandemic had plunged the world into a recession while the outbreak is still far from being under control. It's not an unfamiliar message. Chinese leaders have been calling for greater cooperation, especially in dealing with global challenges, and also for countries to uphold multilateral organizations. But Mr. Xi's speech was also being used to gauge the tone in which China could set in its bilateral ties with the U.S. as a new administration takes over, as Mr. Xi was speaking barely a week after Mr. Biden's inauguration. There were some rather pointed remarks, such as when Mr. Xi said countries should respect and accommodate each other's differences and avoid meddling in one another's internal affairs, or when he said that confrontation, whether it was a Cold War, a tech war, or a trade war, will eventually hurt all countries' interests. So I suppose you could interpret that as Mr. Xi warning the U.S. and its allies not to interfere in China's domestic affairs, such as Hong Kong and Taiwan, and also a plea for the trade and tech war to end and for dialogue to resume.
I liken this situation to how the issues are the same, but fast forward 4 years, you're looking at the same photograph through a different side of the prism.
Yeah.
And it could turn out completely differently, all eyes on them.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. And so all eyes on China, but also on what the Biden administration will do vis-a-vis China.
For sure. We've been speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Donwei. Don, we will catch up with you again next week.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.